Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Do you like when like, do you like scones?
Yes, I do, Robert.
I bet you do. Yeah. Do you put the jam on first or the cream on first?
Now, look, my guts says either way.
Either way.
Some days I'll put the margarine on or butter.
No.
You've got to have butter.
Oh, please, mate.
Oh.
Cream and jam. You have butter and cream and jam.
1-3-5-3. Yes,
no,
you do.
You
oh, my God. You have to.
I'm sorry.
Chloe, our producer, do you butter? Just quickly come in. I know you've got to take the phones. Honestly.
No.
Because I saw this Rob Scones thing in here.
Scone, and then you put cream, and then you put jam on top.
Do you put margarine or butter on your scone?
Look, I've got a weird opinion. I don't actually like scones or eat them.
Okay, get out. Okay, get her out there. Go. Get out. She don't like
you for today.
Mate, you've got to put,
you have to stop.
You know what? We've got Kylie from Wyoming. I hope we've got Kylie because she's in charge of the CWA.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So anyway, look, Gwen said, oh, gee, I fancy some scones, me. That's how she says things. I fancy some scones, me. And then I went, oh, right. Okay, sure. And we're sitting in a fancy little cafe and she said, I might get some tea. I went, righto, and I'm looking on the menu for scones. And there was no...
Judy from Edelong.
What have you done here?
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Do you put butter or margarine on the scone before you put the jam and the cream?
Oh, God, no. It's jam and then as much cream as you can physically fit on it.
Thank you, Judy. I don't agree with you on the order, jam then cream, but yeah, people do it different ways.
Okay.
But no one puts butter underneath cream, please.
I put the butter, then I put the jam, then I put the cream. We've got Kylie, who's in charge of the CWA on the Central. Hello, Kylie.
Hello, Patty. Oh, my God.
Now, I know. Did you work at the show, the Royal Easter show this year with the CWA?
I didn't, but I had 6 members that travelled down nearly every day
to
work.
They
would have whipped cream on site. They wouldn't have just taken it with them in
cans.
No,
we used double cream.
Double cream. Okay,
fresh from the farm.
Fresh from the udders, virtually. So do you put butter or margarine on
that?
Okay, very good. All right. Okay.
Shot you down there.
Must be a Bundaberg thing.
Definitely not, Patty. It's jam, then you thick double cream on top.
Okay, is that the way that you're?
Well,
Kylie.
I like the jam on top of the cream, but that's just me.
So you put the cream and put the jam on the.
Yes.
Are you in the call of the week? Thanks to Grilled at Erina too, Kylie. Thank you.
Anyway, we've just found another thing wrong with Bundaberg, but that's beside the point. This wasn't about jam and cream, okay? And butter.
Oh, right. Okay, what was it about?
Well, the thing was. Gwen wanted scones, and I'm looking at the menu going, oh, gosh, there's no scones on the menu. And I looked, and there was a scone. I saw a scone on another table. I went, hang on, they've got scones.
Was it a muffin?
It wasn't even on the menu.
Was it a muffin?
Looked like a scone from where I was sitting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Was it a table decoration?
Gwen comes over, and the waiter came over.
She'd been wild as my chair.
No. I said, well, what are you going to have? And she looks down, she goes, oh, look at this. I'll have Devonshire tea. Do you know Devonshire tea?
It's with scones.
How do you know that?
Mate, I'm from Bundaberg.
I didn't even start. So she's got Devonshire tea she's ordered, and I'm waiting for the tea.
So the teapot
comes out, and then the guy goes over and he grabs a plate of scones. I said, that is amazing. We were just talking about having scones, and they're not even on your menu.
So hang on.
And he's gone, mate, Devonshire tea comes with scones.
Didn't you know that?
There's Lipton tea, there's...
Did you think it was a form of tea?
Yes. I thought Devonshire tea was a tea.
I am working with an umpty. I am really
I was a little bit embarrassed and Gwen's just laughed at me.
We got Nathie, I'm working with an umpty. Please come in. Over. Now, what about your scones?
Do you know what's better than scones and jam and cream? Remember your crumpets? No crumpets?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes.
Get your crumpets, put them in the sandwich press,
Yeah.
And then take them out and then load them up with butter, jam, and cream. There you go.
Oh, butter's mandatory.
That's got nothing to do with scones. You can put your butter on your crumpet, but leave it off the scone.
Stay ripe. It'll have something to do with your scone when you stuff them one in there, mate.
So the bottom line of this story is you didn't know what a Devonshire tea was.
No, I thought it was a type of tea. Oh, it's just a little bit embarrassing.
You've got to get yourself out, mate. You've got to get yourself out. Hey, coming up, we've got to get to the news with Scotty Leake. A lot of local stories.
They're just coming thick and fast.
Oh, what? Okay.
Just showing you up to be the fool you are.
At least I knew what a Devonshire tea was. Vicky Summersby, good morning, Vic.
Morning, boys. A little bit chilly this morning.
Yeah, very much so. Butter with your scones.
Yeah, final say for you.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
No.
No. Okay, thank you.
No, jam and cream. A little bit like the chilli sausages, you know, Wagyu sausages. They were just that little bit better.
Yeah. Thank you, Vicky. You're talking about the sausage challenge Paddy and I had that he lost to me. Look at that.
Vicky, least I knew what a Devonshire tea was. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Even if you don't know how to eat it.
Oh, greasy margarine. It has just ruined it.
Yeah, thank you, Vicky.
It makes it slide down better.
And that's the final say.
Thank you, Vicky. All of you guys into the caller of the week grilled at Erina. $200 to be won. One of you team. It won't be Vicky.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yes. Good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, you know how 15-year-old kids are kind of unreliable sometimes.
Yep.
They forget things.
Been there.
You know, forget your computer. Forgot to bring it home from school.
Deliberately.
Yeah.
Deliberately.
Oh, I forgot to do my homework. Oh, have you done anything? No. Cleaned your bedroom. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I
was going to do it.
I get that now.
I'm drawing a long bow here, but I'm assuming, and it's a big assumption, that a 15-year-old at an Auckland McDonald's in New Zealand has forgotten something pretty important too.
Oh, this was in Auckland?
Yeah, in Auckland.
Yeah, what happened?
A couple of ladies went in to get their evening dinner.
Mm.
One got a McChicken.
Yeah.
Cooked to perfection.
Yeah.
The other got a McSpicy Bacon Deluxe.
Right.
Yeah. Took it home. Bit into it. It's a bit, tastes a bit funny. A bit chewy too.
It was in Auckland.
Yeah, in Auckland.
Yeah.
Opened it up. And I can only assume that a 15-year-old was in charge of the grill because she'd forgotten to cook the chicken. Oh. Allegedly.
Oh, no.
Oh, mate, you can imagine. And I know how you feel about eating raw chicken because I've seen you.
Oh, don't even mention
that
it.
Guy that
like in Adelaide
ate the chicken legs raw out of the packet. But
Brad keeps sending me pictures of that bloke eating raw chicken. Thanks, Brad.
So just be careful.
Yeah,
there's two burgers I'm now probably not likely to get, and one's the McFish. The other one's now the. Whatever
that was
is.
In Auckland, though.
That was in Auckland.
Look, you know, we were talking about ChatGPT. You were talking about it, I think, yesterday or the day before. And what they've done now, and what it is, it's artificial intelligence, but you just.
you are artificial intelligence.
And then it's this menu, it's a chat box, and you put in information, questions, whatever.
Just say whatever you like, and it'll spit out the answer.
And it could potentially change the way we navigate the world because a Tennessee travel expert is going viral after revealing how she planned a 1,500 km European vacation with the help of ChatGPT. And she just put in the details, and then next minute, it's giving her all the locations where she could go to, hotels to stay, blah, blah,
so
blah.
So she goes to ChatGPT, says, look, I'm 24 years old. I like sport. I like adventure. I'm going to
spits it all out.
Go to Europe. What should I do? Is that what it does?
And on the one this morning, I put in into the Central Coast of New I said, I want to stay on the Central Coast, New South Wales, the best place to stay, Central Coast, New South Wales, for under $200 per night.
Jeez, you're tight.
And it gave me five locations. The Ibis Styles at the entrance, Beachcomb Hotel, gives everything about it as well.
Yeah.
Ocean front at the entrance, walled off the entrance service apartments, and what was the other one? Let me scroll down. And El Lago Water Resort. El Lago Waters Resort.
Okay.
So that is just simply by going to ChatGPT.
And you, okay.
Yeah. How good? It's just.
It's not bad.
Oh. Saves your work, mate. It saves.
It's fun planning a holiday.
Yeah, I know. I know it is. But
you just
if it can
just,
be made easier, why wouldn't you do it if it could be
played?
Half
the fun is getting there.
Yeah.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And Justin Hill has made my mate Rob Palmer absolutely upset today. Good morning, Justo.
Can you believe nearly
13 years ago, you took out the gong for Dancing with the Stars Australia.
Okay. Oh, Justin. Crazy.
Justin, stop it. We just saw it come up on the screen on the auto cue.
Still pretty fit.
Dancing with the Stars, rumoured cast. As soon as Palmer Boy saw it, Justin, he's just go through it. Tell us.
Tell us all about it, Justin.
Oh, pull yourself together. All right.
He's been guilty of that.
I told them at 7, I said, look, I'm getting my knee replaced one of these days. I might have to wait until that's done.
It's going to be Bionic Rob on Dancing with the Stars.
Correct. And they're going to make the Steve Austin noises too.
Exactly. Now, before we get into this list, there's a few things about this show you got to know. So, it is going to be hosted by Daryl Summers and Sonia Kruger again. It was actually meant to be hosted by Dr. Chris Brown, because you know how he's leaving Channel 10 and he's going over to Channel 7?
Yes.
Well, so apparently he was meant to be the host of it, but he won't finish up at Channel 10 in time, because they actually start filming Dancing with the Stars in 2 weeks. So lucky Daryl and Sonia get the gig again this year, but apparently that'll be his next year. But as for those celebs that are rumoured to be on.
Okay, go through them.
Here we've got. Okay. Now, just don't cringe too much, okay? Don't shoot the messenger. So, yep. We've got a Married at First Sight star, Olivia Fraser.
I'm glad you said Married at First Sight first, so I could work out who Olivia was.
The band-aid off nice and quick. TV star and singer Jack Vigen, who has been on quite
He does reality and anything as well.
Yeah.
He's as bad as Palmer.
Apparently, Real Housewife of Melbourne, Jackie Gillies, is the wife of Ben Gillies from Silverchair.
I have seen, because my wife watches that, and I have seen that.
She'll be hilarious. Okay. Also, too, I don't know if you guys watch Survivor, but George from Survivor is also rumored to be on the show as well.
He's not the host, is he?
No, he's one of the contestants, can't get rid of him.
Okay.
And then also, too, the last one that I've got here is Dr. Matt Agnew, who was the former Bachelor.
Have any of these people done the show before?
Oh, here we go. You shouldn't brought it up, Justin.
No, so this is not an all-star. Is that what you mean? Like an all-star?
They've stopped doing the all-stars one.
Well, look, no, you might get to go back and do all-stars one day. Let's not say that yet.
Oh, right, but this one in particular, there's no one on it that's done it before.
This is just a regular season.
Thank you, Justin.
This has been a touchy point this morning.
Yeah,
hasn't it?
Yeah. Can we just go on to the Bridesmaid sequel, because I don't want to be wiping up the tears right through till 9 o'clock.
Patty was a bridesmaid for a long time.
I feel like that's what's going on here, is always the bridesmaid, never the bride. We've got Palmer on Dancing with the Stars.
Now, listen.
That's it, I'm close to hanging up, Justin.
Now, moving, let's have a listen to Bridesmaid.
Oh, this is some classy... Jeez, Megan. I'm sorry, I want to apologize. I'm not even confident of which end that came out of.
Is there a sequel coming? Is there?
This is the funniest movie ever. Just, if anyone hasn't seen it, it's just basically a wild trip about a girl who's getting married and her crazy bridesmaids and the stuff that they go through, best friends arguing with each other. Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, like, great lineup. A lot of stars from Saturday Night Live as well. And it came out like in 2011, I believe. 11. And now Melissa McCarthy has been asked about doing a sequel, which has been long rumoured, and she said she would do it this afternoon if it was up to her. And she said that there were moments when they were shooting this movie where not just the cast but also the crew were like bent over, doubled with laughter, because they're like gasping for air. And she said, if she had her choice, she's down for it. And you know what the thing is? Melissa's a big star now. She's about to star in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid as Ursula. And I tell you what, when she's talking about a project, there's something behind it. Stars don't talk about stuff for no reason. So I think there's something going on in the background, and I think we can look forward to a Bridesmaid sequel very, very soon.
Has Melissa ever done Dancing with the Stars? Probably not.
No, definitely not. That's definitely your domain.
Justin. Hill, host of the streaming service on Listener. Thank you for joining us, mate. We'll speak next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Justin. Bye, buddy.
Patty and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Is there a time and place for certain things?
Do you need the cone for this? Or
no, no, personal? I don't need the cone. No,
time and a place for certain things.
For certain things. Also a place.
Well, some things I'd do just about anywhere.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what I thought too, Robert. And probably the place is more important than the time. Because it's come to... Okay.
Oh.
All right, what... Cutting toenail.
Talk me through it, missionary Paddy.
Okay. Cutting toenails, Robert.
Oh, cutting toenails.
Okay. Now, where do you do it?
Well, you don't. Oh, honestly, come on, mate.
Now, no.
You do it anywhere.
Exactly.
Is that where you're saying?
Sorry. Oh. I thought you were saying, dude.
No, that was a question.
Oh, right. I thought that was the answer.
No.
Right. Okay.
You don't just.
So is it wrong, Your Honour, one, two, three, five, is it wrong to,
would you at a cafe?
No, I'm talking about at home. Like you cut your toenails on the bed, like you put your you put your feet up, you can see where the clippings have gone.
No, you can't. You gather them. They go anywhere.
They do not. Like there's 10 clippings, there's 10 toes, not on a
Chloe
bed.
Producer, oh, not
all
on
right.
The bed.
I'm just asking. Ew. I am asking for a friend.
Oh, imagine living with you.
All right. So where, if you've cut, you've only got 10 toes, or some might only have 9, so then you add them up and then you put them down, flush them down the toilet.
No, you do not. You cut lots of little shards and they go in your carpet.
No, they don't.
Yes.
Do it outside. So no. What is wrong? Where do you do it? Where do you do it, pal? Where do you do it?
Do I have to tell you the truth?
Because what I find on the bed is that you can put your foot up.
I don't cut them. I get my fingernail underneath and just tear it off.
You do not.
Yeah.
You do not.
Yeah, I do.
So, and I thought, you know, after having a discussion, you do not, do you really?
Yeah.
Is it wrong that you use a bed as a footstool to...
Yes.
Okay. It is.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, it's just...
Kirst, if you're listening, any other problems that he's got, just come to me.
I was just
directly.
Asking. I was asking for a friend.
I can help you with this, Kirst.
I was asking for a friend, Robert.
Your wife does not deserve 95% of the things you do.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, a couple of things we're looking at. Local issues, a lot of infrastructure projects across New South Wales and including here on the Central Coast could face the chop after a snap audit was announced to reduce government spending. Oh, that's not good. There's a lot of projects around
here. Are they
here.
Fair game? How are you going to pay for your election promises if you, I don't know.
Yeah.
They've got no money.
But then again, look at some of the projects. I'm looking at Mans Road. Intersection upgrade there, the Central Coast Highway upgrade, Tumby Road intersection upgrade, all in planning at the moment, but could be up in the air. We're going to try and get on to our federal member for Dobell or for Robertson after 7:30, see if we can have a chat about that. But also another big news story, Bulldogs football boss, Channel 9 commentator Phil Gould, has savaged a group of Newcastle Knights players for taking a trip, because it's Magic Round this weekend, they've got the bye, for taking a trip to renowned training centre, Bali.
Yeah.
During their bye week. Now, a small...
renowned training centre.
There's only a small group of players heading to Bali. There's some of the players heading interstate. Others are going with their family in New South Wales. So
does going to Bali just say... Because you reckon what's wrong with that? It's their week off.
Mm.
Does that say to the rest of your crew and your club, I don't give a flying about what we do this year. I'm going for a holiday in the middle of our darkest hour this season.
14th on the ladder. Have we heard any stories ever about something going wrong in Bali? Just saying. Have we? Troy Gosford, good morning, 1353.
Troy's it.
Yeah, morning, boys. I tell you what, Bali, I've been there twice, guys, and that'd be the last place I'd be sending them, literally. Because
they're going on their own accord.
Well, you got to think about it. Planes break down in Bali. Look at the boogie board episode. Anything can go wrong. If it's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong in Bali.
Oh, you're full of pessimism today, Troy. So
even though Phil Gould said it, I think he should worry about his doggies. But, I think he's got the right there. He's on the money, I'm sorry to
say. I'd be most worried about the hanky-panky rule that they've got over there now.
Oh, no, I think that's been uplifted. I thought that was uplifted, that rule. Yeah.
Well, it's enough to make anyone who's not married go.
Yeah, I think that's been uplifted. We've got a Troisey, you're into the draw of Call of the Week, thanks to Grilled and Aaron. $200 we'll draw tomorrow. Someone's text us as well.
Yeah, the text comes through from Robbie. Yeah. The Knights shouldn't be holidaying during NRL season. They aren't serious. Question marks. They have a lot of work to work on, so wash. That's what they should be doing. Gee, I read that well, didn't I?
No, that was good. That was succinct. That was, you know, that was just, it just flowed.
Oh, look. He's written it like a five-year-old.
Oh, don't you blame the writer, pal. Okay. Unbelievable. I do, sorry. I'm sorry, Robbie.
Shouldn't be holidaying due NRL season, dot, dot, dot. They
what you do is improvise.
Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. They have a lot to work on.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And we have got Lara and also Luca from Saratoga.
G'day, guys.
Hello.
Hello, Luca.
Wow, Luca. Oh, haven't you done a great thing, pal?
Yeah.
How many bickies did you cook, Anzac bickies, mate?
170.
170.
How long did that take? A whole day?
Yes.
And did mum help? 2 days.
Two days.
And did your mum help you, Luca?
A little bit.
No, say no.
Yeah.
Say no, she didn't. And so you were selling these cookies. Do you have a special recipe for your cookies, or did you just look one up?
We're looking at Recipe 10 Eats.
Recipe 10 Eats, it's a food blog.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm glad you helped. Of course it is.
Because Paddy's he's an avid food blogger.
And so, Lara, you pulled down a recipe from there of Anzac biscuits. You made them. And 175 biscuits later, raising good money.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. And because I'm a bit of a foodie, I put a photo of it on the Recipe 10 Eats Facebook appreciation page, and everyone decided that they wanted to donate to Luca's little fundraiser if they were too far away to buy Anzac biscuits. So we ended up raising over $1,000 just from people being nice and jumping on board.
That is sweet, hey? Incredible, Luca. Did you set up the stall out the front of your house, Luca, or what'd you do?
We set it out, the store out of the front of the house.
And, mate, the $1,000, I know it's going to go to the Wandering Warriors, a veteran charity organisation supporting veterans and their families through education, employment, respite and also mentoring programs. That is so good, buddy. But I tell you, Luca, now, I'm a bit of a chef myself.
How do you reckon he goes all right in the kitchen, Luca?
So, now, you reckon you go all right too, bud?
I don't reckon.
Yeah, he knows.
I know.
Luca, how about we have a challenge with your recipe? You cook your biscuits.
Yeah.
I'll get a recipe. I'll cook some.
Palmer boy
will cook some. And we'll take it down to an RSL and just see which one's the best. Would you do that?
Yes.
Okay, up for the challenge?
All right. This is good.
Okay, we have just challenged Luca. Whoever's got the best Anzac biscuit wins. Is that all right? Does that suit you, Luca?
Yes.
All right, you're on, pal.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Lara, we will do that. Oh, now I've,
okay.
Can you send me that recipe and what we'll do?
No, don't give him anything, Luca.
I can't share recipes. This is a proper cook-off.
Did Luca change any of the ingredients whatsoever?
No, he didn't. I did most of the measuring. He was a stirrer.
Need a good stirrer.
And cookie former or biscuit former.
You need one of those in every good biscuit.
Stirring is where beautiful biscuits are formed. I work with a stirrer too.
Lara, Luca, more so Luca, let the challenge begin, pal.
Okay,
you're on, mate.
You beauty.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.